I'm joined by Susan Ahmad from Damascus, from a spokesperson for the Revolutionary Command Council of Damascus and its suburbs. Susan, there are reports today that a helicopter has crash-landed in Douma, but I gather rebels say that it was shot down. Can you describe what happened?
We spent last time, it was very bad night. It was really bad night because helicopters and MiG warplanes didn't stop. They were hovering over Damascus all the night and over Damascus suburbs. We got to know that they were bombarding and shelling the southern part of Damascus and some areas in Damascus suburbs. Today, this morning at 9:30, we got to know that the Free Syrian Army managed to shut down that helicopter. But till now, there is no brigade that claimed that is the responsibility for this operation.
Do we know how it was shot down? What weapons did they use?
Not really, because we don't have more information about this. We are just waiting for the statement of the Free Syrian Army so we can get to know more about the details of the operation.
So if no group is claiming responsibility, how do we know it was shot down?
It didn't happen before that any other helicopter was just crashed on its own in Syria, you know, and all helicopters and MiG planes that were down, they were because the Free Syrian Army shut them down. Of course, I can't confirm this 100%, but we say that we are still waiting for more info from the Free Syrian Army, because usually when the Free Syrian Army do such an operation, they issue a statement and they claim the responsibility for what they did. So we hope that in the coming few hours, the Free Syrian Army would publish a statement and claim responsibility for the operation.
So is it just a guess that it was shot down?
This is what I got to know from eyewitnesses in that area. It's not a guess.
What do the eyewitnesses say?
They said that the helicopter was hovering over the area when when members of the Free Syrian Army targeted the helicopter using simple light weapons. They managed to shut it down. This is what we got to know from people who were there.
And when did this happen exactly?
At 9:30 this morning.
9:30 local time.
Yeah, local time, same time, right.
And was it a helicopter gunship or just a regular helicopter?
No, it is a regular helicopter. But usually the regime using helicopters with the artillery and with the let's say soldiers with some kind of weapons, they start shooting fire, and sometimes helicopters shell just spread bombs over residential houses.
And where did the helicopter come down exactly?
Tell Kurdi, this area, it is very close to Douma, and sometimes it's considered like part of Douma, you know, it's outskirts of Douma. They call it Tell Kurdi.
And has the wreckage been photographed or videoed?
No clear idea about this. We hope that we can get more pictures and videos in the coming hours after the Free Syrian Army claimed the responsibility for the operation.
Okay, while you're on, can you tell me what else has been happening in Damascus? Rebels have withdrawn from southern districts, and there's been an alleged massacre, I gather, in Jobba. Can you tell me more?
Yeah, it was yesterday actually when the Free Syrian Army withdrew from Al Hajar al Aswad mainly, and Al Qadam and Al Asali even. This is the southern part of Damascus. After the Free Syrian Army withdrew, Assad's forces continued shelling the area. They shelled the area violently, and after that, they raided and stormed into houses, killed so many people, extrajudicially executed around 40 people in Al-Hajar al-Aswad, and we got to know that there were more than 20 bodies in Jobba also executed by Assad's forces.
What's the atmosphere like in the city?
Sorry?
What's the mood like in Damascus?
People are worried all the time. They are stressed out. They are frustrated. frustrated. They don't feel safe anymore. Sounds of explosions became like a daily routine. You know, it's common to hear sounds of explosions any minute in Damascus. Inside Damascus, of course, I'm talking. People are trying not to leave their homes unless they really need to, because they don't feel safe anymore. They are afraid, for example, to leave their children, go to school, or even to go to do any other activity. It's not safe anymore. A very bad humanitarian situation. Simply the basic needs are not available. Very high prices.
Okay, Susan, thank you very much for your time. Thanks.
You're welcome. Thank you.